Welcome back to Giants.com as we continue our mock draft series. Joined by David Deal, I am John Schmelk. Of course, the Giants pick at 23. It's very difficult to predict what's going to happen before the Giants go so late in the first round. So we're going to focus on a couple of positions with David Deal today, linebacker and defensive line. David, let's start with defensive line, three very unique players that do some different things.
Let's start off with Malik McDowell out of Michigan State. He is considered an interior three technique defensive tackle. That is it. One of the issues with Malik McDowell is people look at his production. Only 7.5 sacks during his time at Michigan State. Not to mention, they say, technique-wise, very raw. Doesn't get inside hand leverage all the time. Doesn't get his pads low. And maturity. Charles Harris, number 91 out of Missouri. Another very good player. They consider him a defensive end. But I see him more as a hybrid off-of-the-edge guy, because of his inability to play inside and hold up at the point of attack. Having that type of tweener, it's not needed in the 4-3 scheme that we're running currently. Taco Charlton, I believe, is the best prospect of these three because, number one, converting from a 3-4 to a 4-3 defense his senior year, he exploded with his ability. Over 9.5 sacks, his ability to get into the backfield and get tackles for a loss. 6'6", long arm, can keep offensive tackles and tight ends away from him when that zone stretch scheme gets run to him. So for me, I think Taco Charlton is the best prospect out of Michigan.
All right, and then you take a look at the linebackers, Dave, and again, three very different players with different skill sets coming from different systems, but they could all help the Giants and any NFL team in a lot of different ways.
Well, considering the Giants haven't drafted a linebacker since Carl Banks in 1984 in the first round, this could be their opportunity if one of those guys gets there. Jarrad Davis, unbelievable upside. True leader of that team. You hear the Florida staff and his teammates talking about him taking ownership. He's more of a Devon Kennard type of player off of the edge. Let him roam free. And since we have that already, I don't see him coming to us at 23. You think about Zach Cunningham. He has the ability to be that outside will linebacker, but he also, because of his athletic ability, has an opportunity to possibly move to that middle position because he is that type of player that wants to get downhill, wants to make plays, and has a lot of film review in his book at Vanderbilt. My best linebacker out of this group is Hassan Riddick. Senior year, having 9.5 sacks, his ability to get after the quarterback, make tackles all across the field, and the fact that he is versatile, that not only can he be an outside linebacker, because of his playmaking ability and because of his athleticism, he can be a dominant Mike linebacker. I believe he can be a turning point, if he is there at that 23 pick, to turn that draft pick, start him around, and get a hometown Temple guy who played in this area to get back here and play for the New York Giants.
Well, and Dave, finally, like you said, no guarantee either Reddick or Taco Charlton will be on the board. In fact, a lot of people have those guys going in the top 20. But if both are there, who would you select?
I would take Hassan Riddick at the middle linebacker position and linebacker hybrid versatility because of what he brings to this football team, because of what Steve Spagnuolo wants to do defensively, and the tremendous upside of what he brings to an attacking style defense.
Dave, appreciate the time.
You got it.
All right, that's our mock draft right here on Giants.com. For David Deal, I am John Schmelk. For coverage of the draft, make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com all week long. We'll see you next time, everybody.